ISIS is confirming that its spokesman and the chief strategist for the group's attacks against the West has been killed. ISIS says Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was killed while overseeing operations in northern Syria. The Pentagon said the U.S. conducted airstrikes targeting Adnani, but didn't confirm or claim Adnani's death. Well, today Russia did. The defense ministry in Moscow said it was a Russian airstrike that killed him. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. He joins us from Washington. And Phil, before we get to who might have done this, tell us more about Abu Muhammad al-Adnani and who he was.
Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was one of the top leaders in the Islamic State, or ISIS. Our reporter, Dina Temple-Raston, has done a lot of good reporting on this group, and what she has described is his role in encouraging so-called lone wolf attacks in the West. He helped coordinate the movement of the foreign fighters who've traveled to Syria to join ISIS and generally was considered an important figure in the terror group.
By the way, why would ISIS, given that he was such an important figure, why would they announce that he's died? I'm asking you to speculate here, but you'd think they wouldn't want possible recruits to know they've been wounded.
There's some discussion about whether or not he might have been being groomed for another promotion, if you will, if the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, might have become incapacitated or taken off the battlefield in some other way. And also, these semi-official news agencies that are connected with these terror groups generally are forthright about identifying their own leaders after they've been killed. And so this is just kind of a common practice that they've gotten into.
Yeah, maybe they think that that might be a recruiting tool, you know, somebody who's been martyred, but that's, again, speculation. How much of a blow do we know this will be for ISIS?
The Pentagon described it in its words, quote, as a significant blow. The Pentagon spokesman, Peter Cook, described him as the principal architect of ISIL's external operations and its chief spokesman, which is the way he's been described in a lot of the reporting. And so if you imagine the COO of a company or somebody of that magnitude no longer being able to participate in its operations, the Western officials who are prosecuting this campaign hope it will be very disruptive for ISIL's operations generally and its terror operations in the West specifically.
Yeah, especially since he was the voice who, as you say, called for lone wolf attacks. But what do you make of the claim by Russia that it was Russian airstrikes that killed him?
It's a very bizarre claim, and no one in Washington at this time appears to know what to make of that. We know that Russian forces are very active in Syria. Obviously, Russia is supporting the regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad against anti-government forces and, in some cases, ISIS in the midsection and north of Syria. It's possible that Russian airstrikes may have taken place near the city of Aleppo yesterday, and it's possible that they may have happened before or after this airstrike. But the Pentagon was very clear in its statement that it conducted a precision strike. It used an unmanned aerial vehicle, a drone, and that it was targeting al-Adnani. It won't say that definitively he was killed, but a lot of the indications are that, in fact, they're confident that he was. So the Russians seem to be throwing a monkey wrench in this situation, as they have so many other times over the course of the saga in Syria.
Yeah. Well, Phil, where are we with the state of ISIS? We're hearing that ISIS is being diminished, even though we're seeing these lone wolf attacks. What's the sense, especially with this strike, this successful strike, what's the sense of the strength of ISIS?
As of now, there is no ground force strong enough to defeat ISIS in Iraq or Syria. The U.S. is helping indigenous forces in both places to try to do that. But it expects there to be a long, bloody campaign still to come to try and attack these two twin ISIS capitals of Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in Syria. And if that gets underway in the fall and takes weeks or months in the case of Mosul, that'll be a best-case scenario for the U.S. and Iraq. American officials in Washington have been very careful to manage expectations about how this is going to go. Even if those two cities are captured, they say, that might not put an end to the terror threat that ISIS poses to the West. It could continue to run networks in Europe and the United States, possibly, and launch these attacks that we've seen over the past several months, even after it suffers even more on the battlefields in Iraq and Syria.
Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor, on the silencing of a top ISIS voice, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.